The audio you are about to listen to was created by me, MonaLisa32. It was written by, performed by, and created for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are under the age of 18 and considered a minor, please do not indulge in my content. Consider this as a warning and do not proceed. My audios are not to be rehosted, re-uploaded, or reshared on any other platform without my explicit written permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the audio. Hello, everyone. This is MonaLisa32, also known as Alyssa. And this is my second AMA. I don't know how long this is going to be, but I've got like 11 pages on 10 font of questions and comments. So just bear it with me. And I will cut these at like an hour each, I guess. We'll see. I played an online game and I feel a little nauseous. And then also, I wanted to say before I start that I'm going to, I know I'm going to get a lot of like sad comments, but I'm going to like slow down the audios. I want to finish Select Gifts' story and my commissions, and then just, you know, figure out like what I want to do next. We'll see. I mean, I love making some of those audios, so we'll see. But for now, I'm gonna like take a little break. Anyway, okay. I'm nauseous because I was playing an online game that I've never played before, and I get carsick pretty easily as it is. It was like, it's like a Doom type like movement. So, and I wasn't very good at controlling it, so I just feel a little bit like sick. All right, so the way these go, I copied them from the Google form, Google Docs, and then put them into Pages, and then I answered each and every one of them. So I hope you enjoy this AMA and my slow speech, because I'm feeling a little sick. Gosh, I hope it goes away. Okay, the first question, or the first user is Babbleglot, and he asks, is there a story behind your username? If there is, please tell us. Thanks. So when I discovered Reddit, I obviously I didn't know about GWA. And I was talking to, you know, I used to solicit a lot of advice on like Reddit After Dark and what's that, like relationship, I think it's relationship advice. And so one person had contacted me, reached out to me, and I was talking to him, and like he was not local, but he wasn't that far, right? And he guessed where, like what city I was in, but I totally was like, no, I'm not from that city. And I said I was from another city. And then like he told me his name, and I freaked out, and I told him my name was Lisa, and then when I was helping my friend, another friend, like create his GWA name. Like I was joking around like, oh, I should make it like Mona Lisa. And then like, I was like, actually, that's a really good name. So I tried to check it. So it's supposed to be like Moan and then A and then Lisa. But then it morphed because Mona Lisa was taken. So I made it Moan, like Moan A list, like I added another S. And then I was like, and then I added a number so that it wouldn't be the same as anyone's. And the number 32 was significant for me. A lot of change that year when I turned 32. So that's why I made it Mona Lisa 32. Okay, so then he says, I don't know if you guys want me to read the praise part, but I'm going to read it because I put it in there and I asked. So he says, I love your beautiful soft voice, which is soothing and incredibly sexy. Your manner is wonderful too, especially when you do very gentle femdom. I have major kinks for soft voices, kindness, and lately for extremely gentle femdom. So your audios are bliss and absolutely addictive. Your ramble faps are fantastic too. You make me so hard and hungry. Okay, so Charlie Mike 1 asks, as a fan who absolutely is infatuated with your voice talent, would you ever consider starting a Patreon OnlyFans to help you make better your content? I'm not sure if starting an OnlyFans or Patreon would make my content better. I think that's what he's asking. I pretty much do what I think, like what I'm asked for a lot of times, like if there's a new writer or whatever, or if it's something that sounds hot that, you know, yeah, I want to do that audio. Like, I love the nurse ones and functionary kink ones a lot. Those are fun for me. I never thought that I would actually be doing audios this long. Like, to be honest, when I first started with the Ramble Faps, I was actually very, like, nervous about them, you know? And I didn't feel comfortable doing scripts, and I would admire like all those people, all those VAs that did scripts, and I would just do my ramble fab because it felt real and authentic, and I didn't want to like fake, you know, an orgasm on a script. So I did that, and then I started reading like slutty confessions. So I would get approval from people that posted on Gone Wild Stories or Slutty Confessions, and then I would read that for GWA. Not too many people do that, but I really liked it. In fact, like, yeah, I really like that because you learn a lot from people's stories. And, you know, who knows if they're real or fabricated, right? The reason why I don't plan to do an OnlyFans or Patreon is because I always thought this was temporary and I didn't want to commit to like a subscription service, right? Because if I do that, then I'd have to like, how do I stop? I would have like, you know, are my fans going to be like, I only want you to create this type of content, girlfriend experience. Like, am I going to be able to create the stuff that I want to create? I mean, if I have subscribers, they're not going to want to hear, like, maybe they don't want to hear, like, the incest stuff, the cheating, the taboo. I mean, a lot of my audios don't get that many upvotes. I mean, the Insane Free Used Weekend got a lot of upvotes. I'm surprised because it was cheating, and it was a hot audio. But, you know, mostly, like, cheating, like, it doesn't go anywhere, which is fine. I'm fine with that. But I didn't want to commit to like a Patreon or OnlyFans just because I'd have to constantly come out with more and more content. And right now, by doing what I'm doing, I can just do what I want. Like, I can fill what I want. Like, I can do like, I don't know, like, I can do new scripts that, like, you know, for new writers that, you know, maybe they wouldn't get a chance otherwise, right? Okay, the next question is, were you always a voice actress? What did you do prior to this? So I was not always a voice actress. Like, I'm not a voice, I mean, like, other than Reddit, like, I don't professionally do this, but it would be interesting. I know that there are some, like, I think there's a website where I can look and find voice acting, like, jobs, which would be kind of fun, like, as a side hustle. So, yeah, I didn't do it prior. And, oh, I would say, like, when I was in college, I used to call alumni for money. That was probably the first clue that I had a good voice or a nice voice, because I would call these alumni and they would just buy the highest fundraising circle, which was like, for the university, which was like a bonus for me. So I would get a lot of those for a new person. Like, I didn't do it that long and I was getting like one of the top. I wasn't the top. I was the second, but I was pretty damn good. And that's where I learned that you can hear a smile when you're on the phone. So the same goes here. Like, if I smile, you can tell, right? And then it says, please say oh fuck in your sexiest way. Oh fuck. Hopefully that was good. I enjoy your audios and you are the sexiest voice on GWA. Thank you so much. The next question is from Aggravated Russian. Are you into the BBC kink? No, not specifically. I didn't even know about BBC before GWA. That's how vanilla I guess I am. I didn't really watch that much porn. Like, I think the last porn I watched was like some old VHS that used to belong to like my husband when he was younger. Like, we were friends when we watched it, but I think it was called like Storm Girl, and it was like her squirting, and then like when she was squirting, like, you would hear like this like thunder and lightning sounds, or like thunder sounds along with like rain. It's funny. next question. Can you do a BBC cuck theme audio? LOL. I did. I did do one, but I can't post it on GWA because there's no race play. So that will never see the light of day, I don't think. I'd have to ask My Dirty Secret about that, because he actually, I usually use him as my sounding board. Like, maybe I can use it, I can charge for it, like on Gumroad. But it's, you know, race play is a no-no. So that, you know, like, I don't know if you guys noticed, but I took down, one of the writers that I did an audio for. He asked me, to take down the race play audios, the BBC one. And well, and I don't say BBC, but, and the Asian Sluts Pledge. And I also had to take his audio down. So you guys probably didn't notice, but it's gone. Okay. Next question is from Cradle Lion. How do you keep up with running your own business and also making all the audios? Sounds super hectic. We appreciate you. So one obviously suffers. So the more prolific I am with my audios, which is so fun to do, my business suffers. So that's actually a really good question, because I really need to focus on my business. I really need to focus on earning money and income. You know, voice acting is great, but it's not going to pay the bills, right? And then he also says, I really, really, really like your voice, your audios, your natural style. I'm always afraid one day you'll be gone. Oh, so I'm not going to be totally gone, but I'm going to cut it way back because I need to focus. Okay. KC3AKY asks, do you have any kids? Yes. Any pets? Yes. Do you plan to share or act out any of these scripts with your husband? I haven't yet. I don't know. I actually don't plan to. I'd have to ask him, but I mean, I think, I don't know. I guess like in a role play situation, but we don't role play. I don't know. I'd never thought to ask him, but you know, that is a possibility. Your voice is so sexy and love your ramble faps. Please keep posting audios. Okay. The next person is anonymous. What's your favorite kind of panties to wear? Cotton, hipster or cheeky? Favorite sex position, doggy. Although I think I'd really like prone bone, which I learned about on GWA, actually. I listened to a Friends with Benefits jealous voicemail by August in Winter, and he mentioned like prone, and I was like, what is that? So then I looked it up and I was like, oh, I think I want to try that. So I think I'd really like it. I haven't done it. No, I haven't done it. Next. iJojo asks, if you had one or two types of audios that you've done, which do you personally enjoy doing the most? I think the functional kink audios are my favorite, like the penis washing service or the nurse and the relaxing stories are my favorite. Like, I mean, reading the stories, not relaxing stories. Reading the stories are my favorite. Where I can comment. Like, I really like reading and commenting a little bit afterwards. I like that open discussion, but, you know, it'd be nice if you guys respond, like, in the comments, right? Some people respond. Okay, if you had a script or something, for something, what might you really like to create? So, I'm not a good writer. Like, I can write, like, I can edit. But when it comes to like dirty details, I'm not good at it. But actually, My Dirty Secret and I did a collab, and he does like, sometimes he'll do like some of my ideas like in the beginning. So he will turn my idea into a script. And then other times he'll tell me, oh, that wouldn't work for a script. You know, like I have all these ideas, but I'm just like the ideas person and not the detailed like writer on it. let's see. You are my top VA. Great work. Thank you. Okay, this next one is non-applicable. So anonymous. Since you started recording your audios, have you discovered any new kinks or fantasies from the scripts and posts that you voiced? Yes. I would say all the kinks are new to me, with exception to the exhibitionism. Yes, that's right. All of them. Before GWA, I was very vanilla and didn't know what stuff was called. Like, I didn't know, like, you know, what a voyeur was. I mean, I know that now, but I never knew that there was a name for that. I didn't know what a cuck was or a bull was, or a dom. I mean, I barely knew BDSM. I mean, I knew a little bit, but I just, it was like, you know, not in my circle. Like when I was younger, I was like a private exhibitionist, and that's about it. Like, I didn't even know it was called like an exhibitionist. I thought an exhibitionist was like the person that like flashes you their naked body. The next question is, I notice you produce a lot of incest-related content. Is that a personal fantasy of yours? Is it more so popularity of that that it has on GWA? So I would say falling into incest was purely by accident. I read a story. So I said when I began, I would read stories. And there was a story that I came across where it was like, I lost my virginity to my mom or something like that. And I mean, you guys can go listen to it. And it was the first story that I read and I couldn't believe it. It was posted on Incest Confessions, I think. And it was like, you know, post after post. And I just read it all. And I asked the writer for permission. So I read that story and then somebody contacted me. I don't know if I should say his name, but he was a writer. And then he asked me to do the mom son, like virginity, like the mom takes the son's virginity. And so he wrote the script and then I performed that. And then then I got bombarded with like people asking me to do incest and lots of mommy dom. So I kind of fell into it, I would say. Yeah. And, I don't feel I have this kink. But I do really like how there's a slow burn to the stories and how the stories develop over time. The taboo and the secret that it holds. And I love Select Gift has really good writing, and Bathing My Son, like the details they put in there, it's good. Like, and you can hear the hesitation sometimes when making decisions with the other person because of that taboo-ness. If there were like narratives that were like that long, like friends to lovers or enemy to lovers, that would be great. But nobody does those, you know. I haven't seen it anyway. Next question. Do you prefer recording narrative posts or script fills? I would say narratives. I like reading the story. You have such a sexy voice that fits very well with your taboo and older women audios. Thank you. Okay. User Glum Crum asks, it's obvious that you enjoy creating audios, but in the interest of keeping them coming, what type of audience feedback do you like best? So I would say the best type of feedback that I want is constructive criticism to make my audios better. And then he asks, do you want to know which part of the audio we found hottest? Yes, I do. And why would be great. Do you want an inbox full of dick pics and descriptions of exactly when we came and how hard? No. So I say no, and I know I had that, my pro nut November challenge. Like that was great. It was a great challenge, but I don't think I'm going to do that again. I don't want to see like a bunch of cum on stuff anymore. I mean, no offense, but like, I just, dick pics too. Like you guys can keep those to yourself. Let's see. Okay, and then it says, probably further than I'm willing to go, but I'm sure plenty of dudes will be up for the challenge. Oh, or would you prefer a tamer appreciation, just telling you what was great? Yes, that's what I prefer. How do we keep you happier if you'll keep us horny? I suppose telling me the types of audios that you like that are the same, that are not the same of what I've already made. Like if there's audios that you like, that you want to hear, that's different from what I've already made, that would be great. So, you know, it's just something different. And I like funny. I don't know if I can pull funny, but I like funny. And also like, I don't really want to be creating the same topics or the same things over and over, you know, there's like no growth. Like, who wants to make the same shit over and over? I mean, like, I'm sure the writers too, like, I know you guys like part two and part three, but it's like, I mean, it's going to be the same stuff. Like, why do you want the same stuff performed over and over? Just re-listen to that other one. Like, I understand like a continuation, but you know, the sequel isn't always as good as the first one. Like, the first one that has like the surprise. Very few writers and performers, I think, can accomplish that. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay. And the next question is the profile picture actually your thighs? Yes. I know you said no pictures in the last AMA, and that's smart, and intelligence is hot. But that doesn't make me any less hungry for the scraps that you throw us. Would you ever post a pic of a messy toy after a ramble fap or something similar? I did post a picture of a toy after I had a ramble fap. It was the three-word challenge. I posted a picture. So GWA doesn't allow you to post pictures. So I had to post it to Imgur and then post a link in the comments. So the three-word challenge, I posted the aftermath of that. It wasn't of me, but it was my dirty toy. Okay. You're amazingly sexy. Okay, so this is a praise. You're amazingly sexy and incredibly talented. Love all your audios. Several of them are on repeat listens for me. Great. Okay, the next person is Casual Kinkster. You know, it's funny, like, I don't recognize some of these names. And I feel like I usually invite, like, new users to the... you know, to follow my subreddit. But some of these I don't recognize. Which scripts or narration that you have read has turned you on the most? That's an easy one. It's the failed commission, the best man script. That one is just really hot. And it's not very popular because it's betrayal. First of all, it's cheating. It's cheating, it's betrayal, and it's so hot. Like, there's a particular scene in there that, like, when I first read it, I was like, oh my God, because I worked with, My Dirty Secret on this. It was a commission that, the guy, I think, was from the UK, and he asked me to do this, you know, best man. Like, the premise was like he wanted me as his wife to cheat on him with some other guy who was like bigger and better. So that was this. And yeah. And then My Dirty Secret made it come to life. And I had just read a story about, like exhibitionism. It was like a, wholesome story where, The woman was the writer, and she talks about seeing a guy in a parking lot like stroking his cock, and she can't help look. It was a really hot story. Anyway, like, I think when I read it, like, you could tell I was turned on, and so like, My Dirty Secret put it in something similar into the best man script, and it was like, it was just so hot. Anyway, it was a really good scene. Imagine you met a hot guy at work who had every trait and quality you ever fantasized about. You found out he liked you and wanted you. How hard would you flirt with him? I would flirt a lot with him. With boundaries, I think. I say that. Yeah, with boundaries. I enjoy the California cool, but charged energy you exhibit through your voice. Your choice of scripts and stories provides a very telling insight into your mind and what stimulates you. But it's the emotional authenticity of your voice that makes it come alive and resonate with me. I've probably listened to way too many recordings, but I find your voice, the quality of the production, and the choice of material incredibly hot and intense. Thank you. What is California cool? Like, what do you mean by that? Casual Kingster, I have to find your username and send you a message. I don't know what you mean by that. You must not be from California. We're all cool. I'm just kidding. Thank you for creating and collaborating on so much content. Best wishes. Okay, next question. Alien of the Galaxy writes, what's the wildest or craziest place you've ever had sex? My university library. Yeah, that was exciting. What's your fantasy place to have sex? Right now, it's a commercial roof. Like, on the roof of, like, a commercial building or something where it's a flat top with a parapet. And you can overlook, like, some of the city. What's your favorite position? Another position question. Doggy. Have you tried the Kama Sutra? No, I haven't. Do you believe aliens exist? Yes. Have you seen one? No. What's your favorite film and most watched movie genre? So I don't have a favorite film. My most watched movie genre would have to be, well, I really like romantic comedies and comedies and drama and action. I don't know. I love, like, yeah, I like a lot of movies, like fantasy, adventure, even like fighting ones, you know. Let's see. Yeah, I would say romantic comedy, because who doesn't love romantic comedies? I mean, you guys are all guys, but, you know, it's that slow burn. It really is, if you think about it. A romantic comedy is a slow burn. The performance with your voice is pure art. You have such an authentic talent. Plus, your whispers always make me feel close to you. I'm in love with your voice, baby. And then he speaks Spanish. Me encantas mucho. Which, I'm not sure what that means, but I can look it up later. Okay, Sid96 asks, would you like to hear more stories on various categories? Oh, would like to hear more stories on various categories. Okay, that's great, but which categories? And what stories? Next question. Do you like anal, pegging, or rimming? So I haven't tried pegging, to be honest. I'm an anal virgin. And rimming,